Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Do you remember this one?
Yes. Rump-a-pum-pum. Oh. Yeah. No.
Oh, you will soon.
No, I do. It did sound like Little Drummer Boy as the first.
Was this the one Prince was having the issues with people?
No. Okay. That was We Are the World. He wouldn't sing. That's Boy George right there.
Why not? Was this like a Michael Jordan situation when it came to the video games? Like, you know.
No. I think he was saying he saw through where that money was really going. Because he was real in tune with stuff, Prince was. He's the first person I've ever heard talk about a third eye.
The all-seeing eye?
Yeah. He's the first person I ever heard talk about. Remember he came out on Saturday Night Live wearing a pair of sunglasses that had a third lens where the perineum gland is. it's pituitary. Perineum's
nailed
the tank.
It
really is.
Makes you wonder if... That's the documentary we need. What happened with Prince?
The truth about Prince.
Come on. Last couple years.
He was sick.
Was he?
Telling
the truth and they were shutting him up.
I hate even bringing it up because, you know, that's the lens we see stuff through now. It's always nefarious if something happens.
Yeah. Like we don't want to let go of people, you know, like... I remember as a kid, my grandma really, and it's pre-internet, so you give them a little bit of an excuse, but she really thought that real Elvis didn't die, and because the grave was misspelled, you know, Aaron was misspelled on Elvis's first grave, so they like, oh, that's how they can do it. It was someone else named Elvis Aaron Presley, but it was spelled different, so that's legal technically. It's like, no, it was a way to sell Weekly World News, and Nanny enjoyed following that. She really did.
It can only sell so many copies with Bat Boy.
Bat Boy, Face of the Moon, all those things, man. They were huge.
That was fun.
This was also like the British version. Like, I don't know if they let Americans in this version.
Probably not.
Like the British version. They wanted to do it for...
Yeah, for the kids in Africa.
They must have had enough stuff going on to...
I'll tell you what. The rest of the kids of the world got screwed over. I mean, they were... They didn't get any songs.
No. Plus, you know, they don't know our history. How many kids in other countries think the Buffalo Bills won four straight Super Bowls?
That's shoot.
Because they got the shirts that say it.
They didn't even know. They probably think that it's like Buffalo Bill Cody, you know?
Like they get all of our clothes.
It's all the losing team.
That's pretty much. Wild Bill Hiccups.
That's where it goes.
Clothe the needy.
I wonder, like, you know, when they sit on the news when Clemson played LSU in the national championship, hey, we got the shirts ready. And of course, they lost the game. So
where did they go?
Like, are you obviously you're out all that money, but like, where are those shirts at now?
You remember like how you would go on QVC or Shop at Home as soon as the Super Bowl's over, they'd have the shirt there, and you're like,
oh yeah,
this is a work. This is fake. They already had the shirts ready, but meanwhile, you didn't see the other room full of Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl champion shirts.
We didn't think about it before. Like, you know, it was a easy explanation.
Yeah, before you could just flash print stuff and all that. All right.
What stupid kids.
We have a big surprise for many of you. Again, I didn't want to make a huge promise because, you know, when you say, oh, we got a surprise, that is a 50-50 shot on that. Well, 33.
It's got to line up.
People are going to love it. People are going to be like, who cares? Or people are like, well, I'll listen. I have no idea what this is about. But we said her name a bunch, and we love that grassroots effort where we don't have to like send out emails and stuff. People just say, oh, I heard you were talking about me. I would like to call in. And we're going to talk to her, this lady at 825. Yes, I just genderized her because it is, in fact, a woman.
Well, her name was mentioned a lot. And then that gets you to want to – it would get you curious at least.
I was sitting there thinking, man, that's why we said her name so much. I would like to, hear from her. Now, who is she? Who is she?
I know who she is.
We're going to give you a little clip of who she is.
This is about a jacket, right? Crystal donated it. What? Oh my God, you did not just say my name. Elena, what the hell, dude? Like, I wanted to keep this anonymous.
Oh, this is about to pop off.
Wow.
I got to get close
please,
to the
door. Please. Oh, half the office knows you've been talking about this. You were running your mouth like always.
Donna, I'm going to, oh my God, I swear to God, I'm going to go straight to her cubicle tomorrow and let her know that I do not appreciate her talking about this, but like, dude, Elena, like, why did you steal that jacket? Like, you took my daughter out of charities, her coat, and you gave it to your daughter. Like, that's super messed up, Elena. Like, why would you do that?
Baby, calm down. Nobody stole anything.
Dude, I saw the TikTok. I saw your kid was wearing my coat.
No, she wasn't. Your donated coat looked like a bottle of cough syrup, dark red. My daughter's jacket is bright cherry candy red, different color, different size.
Dude,
everything.
Elena, you have got to stop lying.
No.
That it was my jacket.
Your coat, the one you donated, had that ink stain in the pocket from the pen that busted, and it smelled like cigarettes and whore perfume. My kids don't wear that.
Did you just call my daughter a whore?
Whoever's jacket smelled like one.
All right.
Whoever's jacket smelled like one.
Let's not call kids whores.
Look, Donna told me somebody was trying to call me out on 93.3 today.
Oh, dang.
Who did? Who told you that?
Donna.
Okay. Damn you, Donna. You ruined this. So you knew why you were coming on, and so this is no surprise at all.
I was trying to let y'all have your little radio moment, but let's just rip off the Band-Aid.
Did you hear the name mentioned there? There was a lady that was mentioned. One of them said she was going to march to her cubicle and whip her ass. I actually damned her, and I shouldn't have.
Talk about damned her. Kids being whore. You did say, let's not talk about kids being whores.
I think that's a stand I stand by. Yeah. I say never call kid whores. Even if they are loose,
loose.
You shouldn't do it.
That's a term that, loose. You know, kind of comes and goes.
Yeah, loose.
That people don't really think about.
Yeah. Like, well, sometimes friends will tell you to hang loose. Like, what, dude? I'm not promiscuous. What do you mean?
Now, you know what's good is even if we had troubles getting certain people to come back on, you hear that, you get instantly kind of flared up again.
Whew.
Like, you know what? I'm on call.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Until my side.
She heard about it. Being Donna. You know Donna. Richie Valens wrote the song.
Donna.
It's a dawn of a new era, I believe they would also say.
Yeah.
No, Donna. D-O-N-N.
The reindeer.
U-H, I believe it's Donna. Is that how you spell it?
No, I got the joke backwards. You said it was Southern for Donna, was Donner. That's what it was.
I want to find out if it's really what it's short for. Is it short for Donatello?
Could be.
Or Tella.
Tella.
Like a what's
telegram?
Dang it! What
Tella woman.
Who is it? Famous Donatella.
God, dang the it! Damn what's her Teenage name? Mutant Ninja Turtle.
No, I like the female version though.
What's her name? Donatella Versace. Versace.
That's it. Yeah.
Donatella Versace. Donatella Versace. He's got the flea market version.
She got rejuvenation, I believe. I heard about her.
So she, I believe, it started with an email, and she wanted to come on and tell everyone her side of this. So the woman who told the one girl, hey, the Rise guys are going to call you tomorrow morning, because the other girl, being Crystal, told her she was going to do that.
Elena.
So Donna is looked at as the linchpin here, as maybe the instigator.
I think so.
I don't.
Oh, really?
She's
the go-between, at least.
I think that, if Paige says, hey, I'm going to tell you something, but don't tell Fat Boy. And then I went and told Fat Boy, I've sold Paige up the river. But also, why am I to hold anything from Fat Boy? That's not, you know. That's why a lot of times I'll say, don't say anything. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it. Then later, if people ask me, was Paige talking crap? I can say, I didn't hear her because I chose not to listen.
Okay.
It's like when, hey, baby, my mother, when people would call and I wouldn't want to talk to them on the phone. She would not lie in good conscience and say,
no, she wouldn't.
He's not here. She would ask me to go stand outside the door and she'd say, I don't see him. and you know what? Some people would say, well, that's a little stretching of the truth. I call those people a-holes. I really do. She couldn't see me. I was outside the house, and thus she was not lying.
She wouldn't lie for you ever.
Does she? Well, that's not true.
She's bending the truth, not lying.
She lied about my age at buffets for a while. When I was 12, I was 11, if you understand what I'm saying. That's those little fun, little white lies that, you know, even black people tell.
Not going to hurt
where
anybody.
It's a little short little thing, you know, and Matthew, or my dad, God bless you both right now. I'm talking all kind of mad junk about both my parents, but just in fun ways. My dad would sometimes park in the... the handicap spot and tell me that to walk funny.
Oh my God. Have you?
As a way
get
to
get a little limp.
Before the placards and everything, you could just have a little limp and no one would say anything. So I sometimes was 11 when I was 12 and I had a limp.
I was the benefit of those. My grandpa had it because his buddy Coot, he'd carry around town.
Coot?
Yeah. We'd go to Greenville Braves games and park right up front.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best way. That's why I keep a handicap friend.
That's why.
I really do. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to break and we're going to come back, and Donna is going to join us, and Donna is going to tell us her side of the story. Also, is there a possibility, just a possibility, there were two jackets? One woman donates her daughter's North Face jacket at the work coat drive. Then later, she sees a lady she works with's daughter on TikTok wearing the coat.
Oh, no.
It didn't go to charity.
Dude, I love this, man, because Donna's getting the best of the situation if you think about it. She's coming on by herself. She might face some fire, but she's not going to have to argue back and forth with somebody. She could just tell her side of the story.
But how are you going to have this? Like, how are you going to do that and then go to work today? You know what I'm saying? Or maybe...
That's why I was questioning the timing of the...
Like, are you still there, have man? 2 days before it's going to be a rough couple of days for the weekend if you cause all this riff.
Oh, yeah. Is she off tomorrow? I don't know.
Well, we'll find out all those questions and more next as we talk to...
She better call in, too. Please call in. Like, don't renege at the last second.
I'd like to request the Richie Valens song, as we could. Even though a woman named Donna probably hates that song. I'd like to do it.
We'll get it.
So we'll talk to Donna next, and we'll get to some of these texts here about similar situations. I donated something one time to a church rummage sale. I saw that the preacher's wife had the item. Turns out the preacher's wife bought the item from the rummage sale. I thought she took it ahead of time. Even then, people earmark. I mean, it's just the way things work. Earmark stuff. You like say, oh, look, I'm volunteering for the rummage sale. I need a coat. put that off to the side, and I'll purchase that.
Plus, let's be honest, it happens at thrift stores, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Why do you think she ordered it?
No.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We told you yesterday, we said this woman's name a lot. She heard it. I sent an email earlier. She actually reached out to us on Facebook. And when I say reached out, I mean she sent us a message.
Yeah, she didn't circle back.
People don't like to say how they communicated with someone. They just wanted to, I want to sit down and have a conversation. You mean you want to talk? Yeah, we need to have a conversation. Oh, we need to talk. Fire off an email to me. Anyway, she said, I want to clear my name. So, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone right now is Donna.
Oh, here we go.
Donna, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Donna.
I appreciate y'all letting me come on here because I just want to say this and I want this to be done with, okay?
Okay.
I've been off work all week. I ain't seen Elena. I ain't seen Crystal. I ain't talked to nobody, okay?
Okay.
But I'm catching up, and apparently I'm the mole. I'm the snitch. I'm the cult police of this whole ball of wax.
Well, yeah, we we actually played a clip a moment ago. I don't know if you heard it, but we heard some of that for real.
Yeah, you caught a few strays, to say the least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something. I love my job, and I ain't trying to lose it over two grown women arguing about a coat like it's the last one on sale at Black Friday doorbell.
I mean, this was a big coat. Like,
it was from Dillard's also. I should point that out.
Yeah, puffy.
Now, okay, first off, let me tell you this, Crystal. I don't want you thinking I was playing both sides, okay? Yes, you told me what you told me in confidence. And yes, at first, I wanted to keep it to myself. But then later that evening, I got to thinking, if somebody I knew was about to be in a gotcha moment on the radio and it involved my child, I think I would want a heads up.
Right.
You know, I don't have a daughter. I have a son. But and that's beside the point. So.
Right. Well, that's kind of the point. But okay, I get what you're saying.
Okay, don't smart mouth me. Okay, let me finish.
She'll knock you out, dude. For real.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Right. I'll be careful.
So, no, it's not against you all right? I know it. I get it. What y'all do. And honestly, I've never listened to y'all before this week. But Elena told me she was going to go on your show. And I thought, okay, who the hell are the Rise Guys? So I tuned in, and I'll be honest. Y'all are funny.
Oh, thank you.
All right, yeah.
Funny as hell, actually. Some of it's a little ridiculous, but it's okay.
We appreciate that, sweet, sweet Donna. That's very kind of you.
All right, but my conscience started bothering me. So, yeah, I did tell Elena to watch her phone on Tuesday, okay?
Yeah.
And she was saying, don't do me like that. So finally, I told her everything and what's going on.
And you know what? And until you said that, and yeah, I mean, it's kind of what we do or whatever, but you see both sides. And I get it because, it, like you said, involving the child, I feel like I would have done the same for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And Crystal, she's mad I ruined the surprise. Elena's mad she wasn't blindsided. Me, I'm mad y'all made me famous.
We are the Kanye to your Taylor Swift, or maybe something similar.
Okay, now, Elena, since I know you're probably listening, since you are a big fan, girl, I ain't mad at you either. You didn't do nothing wrong. Just next time, don't drag me into no coke conspiracy without warning me, okay? I'm delicate.
Yeah, you don't sound delicate, if that makes sense. Like
shut up.
Donna, before we let you continue, though, what about... you know, we played the clip a moment ago, and Crystal, you know, the one that kind of got this whole thing going, she said something about, you know, coming down to your cubicle.
I heard that, Crystal. Said she was going to come to my cubicle and whoop my ass.
Right.
Let me say this very clearly, Crystal. Not on your luckiest day, okay? Ooh. I'm not challenging nobody. But don't kid yourself, okay? I'm 48 years old with bad knees, but I can still fold you up like a lawn chair.
Oh my gosh. Lord, I ain't getting in the middle of that. No, sir.
I'll watch. I ain't mad at y'all.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, thank you for letting me say my piece. I just needed everybody to hear it straight from me so this whole cult fiasco circus can die down.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? Fatboy actually went to a jacket circus one time. He was very disappointed. Donna, right. we're glad you called, for real, though.
I mean, you handled it better than both of them combined, to be honest with you.
I think.
Well, somebody had to act grown, and the show dang wasn't going to be the two of them.
Right. I get that.
Anyway, I'm good with both of them. I'm good with y'all. I want to walk back into work on Monday and not feel like people are staring at me like I'm a dead cult mastermind or something.
Oh, Lord.
No promises with that, Donna. You know, we're number one in the most major demo. That's right. Really are. People like us. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, boys. I sure do appreciate you. Thank you now.
Yes. You keep listening. I maybe in the future, every person we talk about will tune in saying, who the hell are the Rise Guys? And then, you know, enjoy us.
Yeah, plus bring in some copier paper next time you call.
Wow, you forgot about that. The copy paper thing.
Yeah, not on your luckiest day. Bye now.
Donna, you have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All of it. Okay? Happy New Year. Kwanzaa. Okay, Boxing Day.
So
all of it. All right, thank you so much. Have a good morning. Wow, that was, what a sweet lady. I think she's sweet.
Been out of work all
week. Some people
are
saying, on the text, like, this sounds like somebody who instigates and stirs it up and then sets back and says, I didn't do nothing wrong. But, you know, what she said there. I see that, though.
But,
what,
you know, the other thing she said, too. She couldn't sit back and let it happen to somebody else, which means you kind of saw it like an open door, an invitation to kind of put your nose in the business.
Yeah, but like if like I said, if we worked in a different industry, let's say we worked in a restaurant business behind you. I'm at the front of the house, you're at the back of the house, Paige is in the middle of the house, and Paige says, you know what, Fat Boy's got my jacket, and I'm going to come on the radio show and tell him. And then Fat Boy's like, man, I feel something different with Paige. There's nothing weird, man, behind you. And then she's hey, man, I think, you know, I don't know what's wrong. And I'll say, man, you know what? Like, Paige is going to call you out on the radio tomorrow.
Yeah, and she's going to threaten to come to my part of the restaurant.
But I've in honor of you, I've told you, but then I've also, you know, ruined the rapport that I had with Paige
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Paige and say, you know whose fault this really is? Madman's.
It's bloody rule. It's bloody rule.
He's trying to pit us against each other.
He is.
He's wearing the same size in the chest.
He is.
Behind you.
Like the jacket was going to fit me too.
You made fun of the jacket, that leather biker jacket.
Your jacket. Well, come on.
Thank you.
You did look like Fonzie that day when you came in here.
Did I really?
I mean, cute. It was a good look or whatever.
It's a nice jacket.
Then she switched the jelly roll jackets. She had a few of those.
She's went full on leopard print this year.
And she's got the
very exotic.
The whore jackets. The leather prints.
They're not whore.
Or leopard.
It just meant, like, you know.
I do have whore jackets. You're right. I have a cheetah one.
Did you steal them from a coat donation, though?
No. I collected them from stylists.
I'm stealing
for a movie.
Like, I don't know the motivation. I don't know who I believe, you know, why you would stick your nose in it. Just to start something. Do you care about a jacket that's not yours? I don't care if you stole all the jackets.
But this is now not about the jacket. It's about somebody telling you something in confidence and then you going and telling the other person because you put the shoe on the other foot. Like, God, if someone knew that. Like, for instance, all the friends that I had that time when we were all dating, my friends were dating all these same girls in this little group of, it was like five of us all dating the same girls, you know, groups. And my girl was cheating on me, and all the other people in the group knew, but none of them had the gall to tell me until one of the dudes broke the covenant with his girl and freaking told me. And I appreciated that more than anything.
With no upside. Like, he really didn't have to do it.
No, he didn't. And that went on to be his wife, right? And that was her. The girl that was cheating on me was her best friend. So he really, like, fell down on that sword. He's like, man, I don't want to tell you this, but this is going on. And I imagine what that would feel like to know that everyone else knew and didn't say anything. He's like, I just found out and I wanted to tell you.
But you couldn't fault him for not telling you if you found out after the fact.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was with his girl, man. Like, at some point, you know, it's going to take precedent over you, right?
Well, you can... that's why it's difficult, truthfully, to have all married or dating friends, because, you know, anything you tell them, it's even in small talk. How was your day? Oh, Matt was griping again about the equipment at his work or whatever it was.
Oh, boy.
What's in that situation? You got to hope, you know, all parties involved are good people, because you got to have somebody that uses that information for blackmail.
It's what you learn about life is, like, it's just, you know, dirt on me. Like, you know, not dirt on me, but, you know, dirt.
Yeah, we got stuff dirt like and pictures on you.
Yeah. No, I have no dirt.
What does it take for a garden to grow? A lot of dirt.
A lot of dirt.
The more dirt you have.
And don't water plants that don't grow for you. What is those little motivational things? Quit watering plants that don't grow for you, or
sling yesterday's yogurt and it becomes today's milk.
That's a masturbation joke. It's something about
yesterday's runs don't win today's games. Is that it?
No.
I thought it was one. We have a lot of baseball motivational quotes here.
Three strikes and you're out.
Choke up on the wood and make contact.
There is something about that. Like they all go in threes, you know. Like death.
Yeah.
Strikes.
You know, even though we got an update.
Quarters?
I want the other update when she goes back to work and she starts maybe fighting somebody.
I mean, that's where you don't want it to go.
This ain't going to die.
Because you couldn't have this conversation at work because it's on property of of work, and then it's you're bringing, you know. But then again, if they didn't care about homeless people without jackets, none of this would have ever started.
No, that's where the real problem
is. Mind your own business. Well, no, that's not true.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Morning show.
Ah, yes. Not only, I think pound for pound, the best. And you know, no official soundtrack for Christmas Vacation. They never released a soundtrack.
Really?
Oddly enough, yeah. It was in that time where people were, that was a huge thing, movie soundtracks. Yeah. And then record labels started having issues with, oh, so we're doing business with all the other music. You know, it's like a shared thing. And, you know, Lampoon's is making money off of it too. So they're like, yeah, we're not doing soundtracks anymore.
So I think that's the issue on Peacock too. If you go back to look at old SNLs, a lot of them are a half hour long, and they cut the music out completely.
You only get one performance, and you get Weekend Update and a couple other skits. Yeah. I'll watch this several more times probably for... It's just...
Makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does. Ooh. Even though I sit there and know every part of it. I mean, it's just... It's so good.
What's on your list, right? You got a couple, like Die Hard.
I've got Die Hard. I've got... Oh, I got screwed over on Home Alone this year. It moved to something I don't have. I forget.
Oh, no. Home Alone, well, 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And you know what? Die Hard 2 is a Christmas movie, too, but it's not as popular.
Yeah. Christmas Vacation.
Jingle All the Way.
I've already watched it. Watched that over Thanksgiving break. I've watched that, but I love that movie too. Phil Hartman, such a prick in that movie.
God, there ain't other ones now.
You know who's a whore? Hallmark. They whore up Christmas.
They really do.
They mess it up. It's kind of the way everything is now, where there's too much.
So many movies.
Too much variety, too much. I mean,
that's how they make their name now, off Christmas movies.
That's it. That and they really go after the older women. You know, I don't know. Maybe old gay dudes sit around and watch it too. I don't know. I just think it's such a. We want to watch the same movie, but it's seasonal now. It's just themed.
There's a lot. There's that many Christmas issue movies you got to deal with.
Yeah.
They got the one where they're traveling back in time. I'm like, we kind of jumped the shark on Christmas movies.
What was that one?
It was the one they did at the Biltmore House. Pretty sure they went back in time. It was a parallel. I'm like, come on. Really?
A Hallmark movie?
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life. Do you count that one? Do you watch that one?
No.
I don't either.
You know, I...
It's too long.
I really cannot watch black and white movies. I don't really? Know what...
I don't watch too many.
It's distracting that it's not in color.
Yeah. My first TV was black and white, my little bedroom TV, little tiny-ass TV, and it's God bless it, I will never go back to that. I will never.
I got a color combo with
they
a
say
VCR.
Once you go white and black, you'll never go back.
Yeah,
bull crap.
With the antenna.
I'm full on 4K UD, UHD, whatever it means.
Do you want to check in with a, I would say a local celebrity.
A local celebrity, gosh.
At least as far as we go, right.
When it comes to Greenville, that's wide open. Were they on a reality show 15 years ago?
No. Nah, well, what if it comes to Hendersonville via way of Black Mountain?
Gave it away. Damn.
That was going to be the next clue. He's got his own track.
You know what's fun? Before he introduces himself. Oh, there he is. Ruining it like always. Big Brown, you just reminded me just now that you sent me a text the other day I did not respond to.
Oh.
I'm used to it now.
No.
Shocker.
And the racism I'm hearing. I can't watch a black and white TV.
I can't.
I mean,
it's hard. It's hard.
I mean, that's just.
But you know what's weird is I prefer black and white Andy Griffith to the Andy Griffith that was colorized with the RFD. I hated those. So I'm indifferent, Big. And I'm looking at the text you sent. Were you flexing when you sent this text to me?
Oh, what was it?
It was pictures of him from his season ticket seats.
I was not flexing. I was.
Sir, Miss DSLs. He bought DSLs.
I wasn't flexing. I was showing myself, showing off.
Look at Big Brown's. That's where his seats are.
Big, those are good, man.
Major. That's a big damn deal. I mean, it really is.
You know. Yeah. Well, plus these could turn into playoff tickets. We'll find out here in a few weeks.
Yep.
That is.
Couple of things here. I'm going to say Fat Boy's least favorite four-letter word.
Work.
Thank you.
That was
maybe
it?
When the intro comes in and says, Rise Guys suck, maybe he could put, who the hell are the Rise Guys?
Oh, yeah. I don't know who the hell are the Rise Guys. You know what? Good for you for picking that up. That's right. She had a fun little way of saying the name there.
I'm going to get it for real. Don't think.
And you were talking about Christmas movies, and you mentioned Home Alone is a Christmas movie, and I have to correct you. It's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Well, the second one is, right? Home Alone 2.
The first one's not. The first one's a Christian movie.
Christian?
Yeah.
Why?
So when you meet the old man and everybody's scared of him, what was he doing when you first met him?
Showing the snow, right?
Salt in the earth.
Oh.
And then when Kevin went into the church and was asking for help, he met him, and if you notice, his hands was bleeding. If you go back and look, only the top and bottom part was bleeding.
Oh, from the crucifixion?
Yep.
Well, I have never
Big's
heard
been
this.
On TikTok.
He has.
I have been.
That's what I'm saying. TikTok's where they find these little idiosyncrasies, or maybe that's the wrong word to use, but these little things were these deep little Easter eggs that you didn't notice before.
So he's supposed to be Jesus, the old man?
I mean, This is the first I've heard of it, I swear. But yeah. I mean, that's what it sounds like, you know. Because think about, like, real Jesus, if he came, like, if you saw a homeless person on the side of the road wearing rags or wearing, you know, a loincloth, oh, that'd be weird, but just wearing in today's clothes, you know, just tattered or whatever, you wouldn't give him the time of day. What if he said, but I'm Jesus?
There's only one hole in this. Doesn't he smack the wet bandits with a shovel? I feel like Jesus will not do that.
Well, old Jesus would have. New Jesus. Old, it depends on which testament he leans toward. You
know? Really? He was like that in the old?
Well, no, he wasn't in the old one. That was his daddy. That was, you know, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, but then that changed in the new one, which...
The watered-down version.
It's like the Democrat version of, you know, the Republican Old Testament, the Democrats New Testament.
I wouldn't say the Democrats the New Testament. Then we'd have different names, like, you know, whatever they call it, go by now, you know, they, them, she, her.
Oh, you know what? There was crazy because him was a name in the Bible. Him.
Yeah.
Don't forget
Big. There's a Shem, too.
Don't forget Big's pronouns. You remember what they are?
Yeah, please don't.
What are they?
Hung and handsome.
Hung and handsome. Oh, wow. That's right. That's right.
And rich, too, with those DSLs.
I just been correct his PSLs, but he has DSLs, according to four other texts that I just got. Big, what was the other thing I was going to ask you?
Did you show Fat Boy, you know, each Christmas I do something with my family that I put my face on?
No. You should word that a little bit better.
I don't think I saw it.
I made it. I can send you a picture of it. I sent it to Matt Man.
Yeah, he ain't going to show me.
Well, I don't know that you... Anytime you send me a picture, should I share it? I mean, I don't...
He's got tons of nudes
of page. If I get you to sign a waiver first, you know, don't put it on social media or nothing.
No, I need to get you to sign a SMID. Or C&D.
What the hell is that? He just showed me a picture.
It's like a 3D print. Is that a magnet?
It's going to be a wine stopper.
Dude, that is no offense to you. It's kind of creepy looking.
It makes you look older. It makes you look older.
It does. I'm not that gray.
Just like somebody cut your head off, dude.
That could be Fat Boy also. No offense to either of you. Can I not tell you that was a Fat Boy magnet right there, Paige? I like how they take the Panthers off of it, though. They give you the generic black hat.
Big, does that not freak you out a little? Like, the detail of it is...
He did air fresheners last year, right? Didn't you do air fresheners?
I did temporary tattoos last year.
Temporary tattoos, yeah.
God.
One year I did air fresheners, shirts, pillows, socks.
I thought I was the only person that gave t-shirts and stuff of themselves to family members.
I took a pledge out of your pay book.
You took a pledge out of my pay book.
Nice. Well, the pillows are big now with people that have animals that have passed away.
They'll
memorialize them in pillow form.
That's very weird. That's weird.
That's kind of sweet.
The one I showed you, Matt, was weird.
I'm gonna make Matt feel bad. I just did that one for my daughter. So.
No. Dude, I'm the king of making people feel bad. Like the girl with the throat tattoo the other night. I said, girls that are in a choking are weird. And she's like, look at my tattoo. It's a hand choking.
It's a big hand. Nice.
You got...
That is weird.
You got sweet Quinny it's not taxidermied, though, right? It's just a pillow?
No. Yeah. No. It's going to be kind of hard to taxidermy ashes.
Yeah. What this company does, Big, is you send them pictures, like three or four different pictures of your animal, mm-hmm. and they will reconstruct it. But it's kind of weird.
That's what I did.
Yeah, but the actual form of the animal is, I don't know.
Are you not worried about, like, when she, and I, you know, when you this is presented to her, that maybe it might freak her out?
No, because she's kind of got one similar for another one.
Oh.
And she's been asking for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does she have one of like a... Like, a great aunt or something? A little pillow of a great aunt?
No, a previous dog.
Oh, I see. Only dogs we do that with. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, only dogs. I won't do people. I don't like people.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
The more I get older, the more I agree with the Grinch. Just want to sit home with my dog all day.
I understand.
A dog, he said.
I saw a funny meme about that. It said that the Grinch has a bad attitude because the entire time the guy's telling him every 5 minutes how bad of a person he is. So eventually it kind of
But who does the Grinch represent in history? Is that another little thing we should see a deeper meaning to? Is the Grinch like
Russia?
I'll look it up and call back.
They're green, so what does that mean? What nationality is known as green?
Oh, money. That's
money?
That's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big, I'd like
green.
I'd like an update on what the Grinch is really about. We can do that tomorrow?
Please.
I will try to do it tomorrow. I mean, I got at least till next Friday. No pun intended.
Because you blew my mind on the Home Alone.
What do you mean?
It blew my mind, too. I mean,
we both got blown at the same time, mind-wise.
Mind-wise, you both got blown.
Mind-wise.
What do you mean next Friday?
I'm figuring that might be the last show for the year.
Well, I'm here to tell you that's wrong. So put that in your butt and smoke it. Okay?
Yeah, you better
next Wednesday.
You better sidewipe.
Who the hell would take off a Wednesday? Are you kidding me?
You got it.
Brother, we're in the end of this through the end of the year. We worst us. Okay? All right, Big. We love you, Big.
Hang on. Wait a minute. Will you say that again?
He's breaking
You're
up.
Into it for the.
He's breaking
will
up.
Will you say it
hear.
Again?
He's breaking up. I don't hear him.
I don't hear him anymore.
All right, we love you, Big.
Bye, I think man. He's gone.
See you, Big Brown.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
See you, Big.
I think he's gone for real.
Yeah, he's gone.
Aww.
He's a good guy.
He is.
Sometimes, is he still there?
No, he's actually gone.
Oh, he's really gone. I thought we were playing a little bit there. Oh, no.
Did the bit big?
Oh, man. I just got another text. I'm glad I ain't the only one you don't respond to. And I see a text from Tuesday that Jethro sent me.
Oh, Jethro. Dad. I thought you were going to say Party Man Dan.
He doesn't have my phone number.
The leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.